The Bering Sea pollock fleet continues to struggle with chum bycatch, but impact on subsistence fishing in western Alaska appears to be limited. As of this week, 78,000 chum salmon had been taken incidentally this bee season. The fleet has already been operating the Rolling Hotspot Closure Program, which prevents cooperatives with high bycatch rates from fishing in areas with lots of chum. Now, the fleet is trying to take extra steps to slow the rate of bycatch.
We're looking at co-ops voluntarily restricting their access into closures. We have these closures, depending on a co-op's bycatch rate, they could actually fish inside closure areas if they could do it cleanly. And we're looking at ways to further clamp down or limit that access.
That's John Groover, the inter-co-op manager with United Catcher Boats. He says that while the bycatch numbers are still higher than the fleet would like, the rolling hotspot system has brought the rate of bycatch down substantially. National Marine Fisheries Service and Season Manager Josh Keaton backs him up.
We have seen a decrease in the rate of salmon from, you know, early bee season. It was up to, you know, 0.4 salmon per metric ton of pollock, and we're down to 0.2.
And while bycatch is up this year, it doesn't seem to be weakening the chum runs in western Alaska. According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the passage for the season is close to 1.8 million chum, beating their earlier expectations for the summer by 30%. If anything, those most likely to be affected by high chum bycatch are hatchery managers in Russia and East Asia, not Alaskan subsistence fishermen. According to a report by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, hatchery fish make up nearly half of chum bycatch early in the season. Groover says by the time August rolls around, western Alaska fish only make up about a fifth of the pollock fleet's bycatch.
You know, at this point, the numbers start to turn from some, and they have already started to shift from, you know, just a higher component of western Alaska chums to a much lower component of western Alaska chums, and much more where we get this Asian and Russian hatchery component, which is driven by and large by environmental conditions and by the hatchery releases out of those countries. So
right now, there currently isn't a hard cap on chum bycatch. The issue did, however, attract substantial attention at a recent North Pacific Council meeting in Nome. And on Alaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.